2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. David Locke's going to join us coming up here in just a moment. So we are live here at Built Bar. Remember, promo code ZONE is going to get you 10% off when you go to Built.com and make your order, whether it's the bars, whether it's the puffs, we'll get you squared away.
Yeah, and you need them. You need that protein. You need to start to improve your health. You can do all that with the Built Bar. Scotty was just comparing a Built Bar to the intake of a Snickers. And needless to say, it is dramatically different, but you're still going to get that same enjoyment. Brenna talks about chilling them. I love to freeze them. I like a frozen Built Bar, and I like the frozen puffs too. Just gives a little bit more chew to the puffs, and those Built Bars are just chewy and ice cold, and it's a nice, refreshing treat. You can change it up a little bit. Some people like them warm and chewy. I like them frozen and a little bit more chewy.
Yeah, I put them. I'm like in the fridge. I'm not initially the freezer, but keep them in the fridge.
And I know David loves a good Built Bar too. I know that I've heard him talking about how much he loves the Built Bars. So get out to the website, use the promo code, take advantage of the discount, get your shelves loaded up for the Memorial Weekend, feed your kids something better than those empty calories and nasty candy bars. Take care of them with these Built Bars.
All right, joining us now, David Locke, kind enough to join the program. David, how are you?
Hey, David.
I'm great. Scotty, how are you? Hans, what's going on? What do we got today?
What's your we're live here at Built Bar at Built Bar HQ.
I was just down
what's
there
your,
the other
what's
day.
Your Built Bar of choice?
Brownie batter puff is my puff of choice, and coconut brownie chunk, which ironically enough, I learned that the brownie chunks that are so popular in the coconut brownie chunk are actually what makes the Built Bar's coconut brownie chunk, or puff. Excuse me, the brownie batter puff is the same brownie that's on the coconut brownie. That's why.
Oh,
okay. I got you now.
Does that make sense? You follow me? I didn't say that very well. But
yep. Yeah. No, I'm with you now. Well, yeah, no. We got the new grasshopper down here. We got the brownie batter, all kinds of good stuff. That birthday cake I thought was awesome.
Wait! Back up. The grasshopper.
Yeah,
is available again today.
A bunch of them. In fact, it is available. Oh, go to built.com.
Covered
can
in
I have
cookie
a
crumbs.
Can I have a minute?
When have we ever stopped you before?
Well, I mean, I got to go because those are my daughter's favorite, the grasshopper brownie cookie. I didn't know they were available, so I probably need to make an order. I don't really know. They're only 150 calories, 3.5 fat grams, 19 grams of, pretty incredible.
Yeah.
David, before you go, can you give us a quick thought on the NBA postseason?
Before I go.
This postseason has been, I don't even know what to attach to it. Can you even give us a word of how you would describe this postseason?
So here's, I think, Well, it's been weird, right, with all the blowouts. I was talking to someone today about it. We just, like, could not figure out why there's been all these blowouts. I mean, every game's had their theory might have been there was a little bit of officiating. The officiating's been so just different from one game to the next that it has an impact, but I don't know. I think the storyline of the playoffs very quickly tonight, probably, but maybe should be right now, gets to be whether or not we actually have one of the greatest runs in the history of the NBA. I mean, so the Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls went to six straight NBA finals and won six straight NBA finals with the two-year baseball exodus, right?
Correct.
The Golden State Warriors are on the verge of going to six straight NBA finals as long as Klay Thompson's playing. Right? There's really, Klay Thompson basically went, they were actually harder than baseball. He actually went and had his legs repaired and was out for 2 years. And all of a sudden, the Golden State Warriors are on the verge of their sixth straight final, possibly winning their fourth of their last six. And I think you have to start, and then you start to consider 73 wins, 67 wins, right? Like, I mean, you start to consider back at the beginning, you know, their opening run is a 60, what was it, 67, 73, 67?
Yep.
I think. And then you have, you know, like this year wasn't as much, but it's also Klay doesn't play until, I think, what was it, Klay, Draymond, and Steph played like 14 possessions together all year?
Yeah.
For the playoffs?
Something low like that, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this has to suddenly be, I think there has to be a discussion here of, you know, and by the way, they're about to get through the Western Conference going 12-3.
Hmm.
Like, this hasn't been close. Right? The Memphis series was cute, but it wasn't close.
No. No. And this is an old-fashioned, I mean, I think you listen to some of the comments from Jason Kidd, and it almost sounds like a resignation. And when you're down 0-3, I mean, you know what it is.
They conceded big time in that press conference. I mean, Luka, I'm 23 years old. I have to get better to be able to win it. I mean, I thought it was incredible. I thought, you know, I don't know if you got your kids are the same as mine, but if I mention Carol Dweck and growth mindset to my child one more time, I do think at this point I'll get a bowl of spaghetti dropped on my head. But I also think, like, if you want one of the great examples of growth mindset, that press conference from Luka Doncic the other night was incredible. You know, he says, I'm 23 years old. I am not playing well. I need to get better. Like, it was kind of unbelievable. Like, I didn't, you know, I'm not sure I've heard that from a lot of guys. Have you?
Nope.
No.
Not like that.
No. And the way he addressed being dunked on, too, was absolutely hilarious. He was just like, it was amazing. That was an amazing play when Wiggins dropped the dunk on him.
So it's interesting because I would say that I don't know, like, I'll keep that. Like, there's a bunch of things that I keep. Like, I have, you know, I have Michael's answer to the game winner in game one over the Jazz in the 97 finals, that game one, I still have that, like, extended thing where he talks for 3 minutes and 10 seconds about a play that took, you know, 30, right? And he talks about all the different things he took in during the process, and it's kind of awesome. Like, that's why I kept it. You know, I have a day where LeBron was going back through, and, you know, I was fortunate. Like, that Luka quote right there, I put it in, I immediately transcribed it and put it into my notes for the Mavericks. I thought it was incredible.
So, on the Eastern side, it's 2-2, but no game has been really overly fun to watch in terms of competitiveness. I think Boston's just better. I think their roster's better from top to bottom. Does Boston eventually come out on top in this thing?
So I talking to someone else today. I'm using everybody else's thoughts today instead of my own. And they, you know the game far better than I do, so this is why I do this. And their comment was, Boston's the better team, but let's not forget how young Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown really are.
And I thought that was interesting. Like, you know, it's a good point, right? They are both super young still. And maybe they're not, like, totally ready. They may get there because they're the better team, but they may not be totally ready yet for this.
Interesting.
And that might be why we're seeing, you know, like there was a stat that was floating around last night about how great Jason Tatum has been after losses. I always find those super interesting. Like, why did it take that, right? Like, well, that might be, he's 24, Jaylen Brown's 25. Like, guys don't, like, when did Steph win? 27, 28? Kawhi, 28 on his own without Duncan? LeBron, 27? Like, guys win at, Giannis, 28, I think? Guys don't win at that stage.
Is there and I saw a couple people kind of propose this theory, and I'm not buying it, but I'm going to throw it out to you so you can either shoot it down or give it any kind of credibility. With the elongated season, a little bit more breaks, a little load management, is playing every other day wearing on some of these guys?
Oh, I'm certain playing every other day is wearing on them, because those games, I mean, that Milwaukee-Boston series was crazy physical. So I'm certain that playing every other day is wearing on them. And it is factual that they're basically playing, you know, a portion of multiple seasons. And, you know, they've played what, you know, we can truncate it back. I can't do it anymore. But it's, you know, yeah, they certainly have played a lot of different games in a short period of time. So, yes, I do think that there's something to that. I think that's totally valid.
Hey, David, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the All-Star game that's coming here next year. What kinds of things should fans expect when it comes here to Salt Lake City?
I should be able to answer that question, but you know what the last All-Star game I went to was?
93?
Uh-huh.
Was it really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I don't think I've been to any other All-Star game.
That's interesting.
My wife's been to an All-Star game more recently than I am, because my wife covered the 50 all-time greats All-Star game.
Well, that wasn't that far after. That was, what, 94, 95?
Yeah, she covered a few, but yeah, that's like her, you know, like when I try to start acting like I'm cool, and I'll be like, so yeah, when I was covering, like that one gets dropped pretty regularly. Oh, that's the time when Michael said, could you please get this woman off my belly button? Because she was pushed up against Michael, and Michael's, could everybody take a step back so this woman's face is not on my belly button?
I hadn't heard that story. Yeah, well, she can also throw out the Super Bowl run with the Seahawks, too, at you.
Mm-hmm. And Alex Rodriguez dumping champagne on her at one point in her career, too. She has far better moments than I do. She wins all of these, actually. And places that she's covered games that I haven't.
We were just talking about the NFL Pro Bowl and how they're trying to tweak things and make it better. How solid is the All-Star game, the All-Star weekend? Is the NBA always looking to adapt and tweak and make better?
I think the feeling is that I think they have a contrast with the slam dunk contest that's a problem. It's such a part of the game and the history, and then it's not very good right now. And if you ever cancel it, then you cancel it forever, and I don't know that you really want to do that. I really think that the thing that's missing, and maybe none of the players would want to do it because they get hurt, is one-on-one.
Yeah.
I think, you know, frankly, it's not that different than the playoffs at this point. But, like, what about, like, one-on-one games to five? Or something short, 32, you know, 16 teams in, eight, you know, whatever, six, and there's a bracket, and you're just, like, I think it'd be amazing. Like, I assume Kyrie would win as the best one-on-one player in the world. But, like, who knows? Maybe Bam Adebayo tries to guard him and takes him into the post and is actually so big that he wins. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think
Nicole,
it'd be, I think,
sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think it'd be amazing. I mean, you know, you can't wear him out, so you don't want to have it be too big of games. But I think it'd be really, really pretty great.
You know what's interesting, though, about that is, so my older two kids weren't really crazy into sports. my third son is a sports nut, and watching how he consumes sports. Now, granted, he's only 11 years old, but watching how he and his
I've seen him. I've seen his developing career. Locke and Gerard, future partnerships on one of these radio stations somewhere.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, you know, and watching how he consumes sports and how his friends consume sports, like they'll be out in the back playing and somebody makes a, you know, breaks an ankle and a kid falls down and runs past him and they all lose their mind. And you got, Shaq and a fool, like they drop those things like crazy. I don't think you'd ever see a one-on-one because players are insanely aware of looking bad and making mistake, you know, of getting owned or crossed over or falling down. Like, I mean, they are so keenly concerned about that for their public image.
They are.
I don't see anybody putting themselves at risk in that regard.
But, man, I love the idea.
I do, too. Because
that's,
everybody...
And that's why you could never have that happen?
Yeah, because they're so keenly aware that we're not watching games anymore. We're watching clips, and we're watching little bite-sized pieces. And people love it when somebody crosses over and falls and steps back and hits a three in their face. And I don't think anybody wants to get dunked on. Nobody wants to get crossed over. No, you know, and it's like I'm not going to put myself out there where I look bad.
No one wants to lose. Yeah, that's interesting. That's a bummer. But you're probably right. You're probably right. Like, but it would be really cool. I would like to see it.
It'd be incredible.
Maybe they should do it as a promotion for gaming, and that they play themselves one-on-one.
There you go. Hey, so this is probably not a great question to ask when we're supposed to go to break right now.
I'm looking forward to that.
Well, yeah, you may not look forward to this one. So based on reports, and again, take it with a grain of salt, and I'm just, you know, stuff that may be out there, and I'm not saying it's true or not, but should you be making roster moves in regards to your future team building in relation to an all-star game coming up in February?
So I talked about this earlier, with Alex and Scott. Here's where I don't think that's what the franchise would do, because it's not, you would be on pause for your next two player movement periods, not just one. So, in other words, if you decide you're not making a move during the off season right now because you don't want to trade, you want to have all-stars for the all-star game, okay? Like, let's just go with that as a concept. I don't think that's realistic. I don't think that's what someone would do. But let's just go with those reports, which, you know, I've been around this league a long time. Somebody says it offhand and the reporter goes with it as though it's fact. Like, I've seen that a million times, right?
Yeah.
Like some GM or, some assistant GM says to someone, like, gosh, you think they'd actually move those guys during the All-Star break? And they're like, before the All-Star break, and they're like, oh, that's interesting. And then they write it. So let's say for a second that someone brings this up as you're not doing it for this offseason. You're also taking out next trade deadline.
Yeah.
Because that's before the All-Star game. So you actually have eliminated yourself from being partaking of what you need to do as a franchise for two periods of time. If there really is the idea that you don't want to trade Donovan Mitchell or Rudy Gobert because you have such a great package, even though if you have a great package for them, because you don't want them coming back to Salt Lake City for the All-Star game, it might have, I don't think it does, but it might have a minor bit of validity that if you were to trade them right at the trade deadline, their next appearance would be in Salt Lake City for the All-Star game. Right?
Yep.
Like that one could be where I guess it's awkward. I find all of this. Somebody calls up the Jazz and says, I'll give you two rotation players and four first-round draft picks. They're going to say, sorry, we have the All-Star game coming?
No. Yeah.
Right?
That's pretty silly.
Someone calls them up and says, hey, I'll give you one rotation player and a second-round pick? no thanks. That team goes and says, well, they don't want to make a move because the All-Star break. Like, I mean, I like swear that's how it works. But if someone makes an offer that's going to change your franchises and it's the right move to make, you always make that. Like, if it's a no-break, like, you make it. Like, that's the reality. That's why, like, anytime I hear a team say someone's not available to be traded, so Giannis, right? Giannis is not available, I think. Anybody else?
Nope.
Jason Tatum's working close to it. And Steph, I think the Warriors would have a hard time trading Steph for Giannis right now. Because of Steph's place in the history of their franchise. So there's three players.
That's about it. LeBron's not on that list anymore, although they
nope.
won't, but
right, no, but he's not on. No, no. Milwaukee calls tomorrow and says, we'll give you Giannis. They're making that trade.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Sorry, LeBron. That's a good point.
All right. Fun. Let's see if your kids like Milwaukee. Right. So, the idea that someone's not available is a really silly concept in this league.
Yeah.
Players are always available. Like,
yeah.
The question is going to be whether or not, I think the question is going to be whether or not, no one can. Giannis, Steph, and it's really basically, would you trade someone for Giannis at this point? It's really what you're asking. And I think if Milwaukee called the Warriors and said, we'll trade you Giannis for Steph, the Warriors should make that trade, and I think they wouldn't. Like, you just can't. I mean, Steph may go down as the greatest athlete in the Bay Area ever. Sorry, Joe Montana.
Giannis for KD.
Brooklyn
does
makes
that
trade in a second. Yeah,
100%. Yep.
KD's totally available. KD's totally available. Like, you build a package for KD, I mean, it would have to be like amazing, right? Like, it's not like APAC. Like, it would be a franchise. You're giving, but like, if we call Brooklyn and said, here's Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert for Kevin Durant, they do it, right?
Correct. Yep. They do it. Well, David, we appreciate it. I think so too. Always a pleasure.
Talk to you soon. I'll have to call you. You and I haven't talked in a while. I'll have to call you. I have a really super funny story for you too.
So. Oh, I'm down for sure.
Go get those grasshopper belt bars, David.
By the way, Hans, I missed you out there at Palin's. I was in your back of the neck of the woods, and I've already ordered them while we were talking. But I missed you over at Talons, Hans. I was hoping you were going to come by and say hi.
It's a hidden gem, isn't it?
What was that?
That's a hidden gem over there, isn't it?
It's nice. Course. It was not a hidden gem for the girls on Friday. They played 36 on Friday, and it started at 36 degrees with a 25 to 30 mile an hour wind. And they were playing at 6,000 yards. I don't think that actually was a hidden gem. I don't think any of them want to relive that actually for 1 minute.
That's a fight.
At least you didn't have
like, mosquitoes. No, they finished. They played 36, and when they finished, two of them. I was standing next. I went to see my daughter, her friend, and they literally looked at me like, "I can't even walk back in." 2 feet putt, 2 foot putts were just, you know, like work every single time. Every single one of them was blowing so hard. That Saturday it was much more of a hidden gem, but it was not a hidden gem on Friday. It was quite awful, actually.
Yeah,
we'll get out and play. I want to go play with you.
Yeah. Well, how about I'll bring my daughter and we'll play me and her best ball against you.
I understand,
means David's taking the day off right there. Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
Thanks, David.
See you guys. Bye.
You got it. David Locke right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Shockingly, this segment brought to you by Built Bar. David likes him. Hey, David's all about that grasshopper.
Yeah, he was jazzed on it. I was excited for him.
Nice usage.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. But the grasshopper cookie is a really good flavor. It takes that Girl Scout cookie and puts the Built spin on it. It has, the grasshopper cookie crumble on top, covered in 100% chocolate, and it is like a soft mint, like you said before. Mm-hmm. It's not an overpowering mint. It's a really chewy bar. Really, really tasty here. They're on sale on the website. 150 calories, 17 grams of protein, 6 grams of sugar.
I just want to reach out to the warriors, the gym warriors that yeah. have to choke down their protein. You know, some of these yeah. guys we'll just take a scoop of protein powder and put it in their mouth yeah. and dry and just try oh. to get the protein. You don't have
terrible.
To do that. Like
yeah.
these are a true treat.
They you really are.
Throw them in the car. Throw them in your bag. You can eat one before you head into the gym. Gives you a little bit of energy.
Totally.
Take one in right after. Helps replace so much of what you've just lost in mm-hmm. your workout. But it's enjoyable. Like
yeah.
you feel like you're splurging when you bite into this real dark chocolate mm-hmm. that coats these amazing chewy centers. And we talked about this grasshopper cookie. It's a crumbled cookie on top of the dark chocolate that surrounds this creamy mm-hmm. minty inside. And you just get to enjoy a protein bar instead of choking something down. I don't know why people do that, Brenna.
I don't either. I couldn't have said it better myself, honestly. It's delicious. It has the protein you're looking for to replace any, you know, energy that you have used. It helps that afternoon crash, you know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. For me too, at like 3 o'clock, I'm like, oh, it's only 3 o'clock. It's
yeah.
not five yet. What am I? This helps me get through that.
You only got a little longer.
I know. Yeah. I only have a little longer. To
yeah,
go,
but then so. It gets even worse.
Now I have three of them to deal with.
Yeah.
Right? Sorry, I was going to say it.
This point in pregnancy, I'm always like, well, I'm 39 weeks, but then I have a baby to deal with. What's worse?
Yeah, here in a couple weeks, you're going to be like,
maybe it wasn't that bad.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm still sleeping through the night-ish. Yeah. I only wake up and then go back to bed. But, yeah, I don't have to nurse anyone in the middle of the night yet. So we'll see how three does. But I'm pretty sure the Built Bars I'm going to be needing.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing.
At you that got, 3 a.m. feeding.
For those older two, you can throw them a Built Bar and say, go watch TV.
Exactly.
Or go somewhere else.
Exactly.
You know?
Go play.
Yeah. And that's a great thing, too, because you get kids that come home from school. They want to raid the pantry.
Yeah.
And, you know, they want to eat the Oreos and the chips and stuff like that. You get a Built Bar. And you feel a little bit better as a parent on what you're giving
100%,
your kids.
100%. Because they really do think it's a treat, especially – I love the marketing that they do because it looks like a candy bar. It's not like, you know, Clif Bars are kind of, they look like a protein bar, the way they're marketed. But these, like, they fool my kids and I'm like, yep, have a chocolate treat. And they're getting protein. They're getting good protein and not a ton of sugar. So absolutely love.
Built.com right now. Promo code ZONE gets you 10% off at Built.com. Get there now. 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
It's fascinating to me as to why role players can have these big games against the Jazz. That's what's disconcerting. Why have we seen repeatedly average role players have big games against this team? That is very bothersome to me. Why does Brunson go for 41? Why does he average over 23? And I don't think he's averaging that going forward. He's a nice player, but he's not averaging that level.
Where was that game where he was like going to be 3 for 11 and score 11 points?
Terrence Mann from last year and Bullock and Dinwiddie and Finney Smith. I used to think they were saying Kenny Smith. I didn't even know who the guy was. Why did they not go 0-15 or 1-14 or whatever it is against the Jazz?
I don't have a good answer.
Why do the Jazz allow these average dudes to get so much confidence against them?
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
Good, the Bad, the Ugly, brought to you by Zero Res. No soaps, no harsh chemicals to clean those carpets. Right now, you schedule that carpet cleaning. $33 per room, some minimum supply. Search Zero Res online for more details on that.
Scotty, does the name Slava Medvenko, does that ring a bell?
Yeah. Former NBA guy. Spent some time, I think, with the Lakers.
Spent some time with the Lakers. Won a couple of championships with them. Spent seven seasons in the NBA. Two championships, 2001, 2002. That was with Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal. Slava Medvedenko. He is Ukrainian, and he has now stepped into the war, Scotty.
Oh, boy.
Nearly 7 foot tall, and he is sitting guard in Kyiv on one of their tallest buildings. He holds an AK-47. He has binoculars to keep guard, and he had a sit-down conversation where he talked about what his days and nights are like. He said that his days are pretty non-exciting.
Yeah.
He said the nights start to really light up. That's when Russian troops are trying to advance and move in. And he said there was one big 20-missile attack trying to take out one of Ukrainian's radar systems in that area of Kyiv. And he said that that was a terrible time. And I just think that I put this in the good because I think that these men and these women that are stepping up, and there is no military background for this guy.
Yeah.
None. No, and remember, he was winning championships back in 01, 02. He's 43 years old. And he's picking up this AK-47, and he's got a station, and he's been told what to do. But it's not like he's Rambo out there. You know, he doesn't have all the military background to understand everything that needs to happen in a given moment. But he's still proud of his country. Obviously, fighting against Vladimir Putin and the Russians and the attack. And it's kind of horrifying. I see so many of these stories of these men and women that you just, it's gut-wrenching.
They put a gun in their hands and say, do your best.
But this one kind of hits home for me. Slava Medvedenko played with Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal. Go look him up and now standing guard for his country.
There's your good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
Well, this one's pretty rough. Two women that are suing Deshaun Watson are now coming out and condemning the Cleveland Browns for giving him the contract. I've been waiting for this. There's 22 women out there that are civilly suing Deshaun Watson. Cleveland Brown gives him all, they give him all this guaranteed money, and they're like, come play for us. I've been waiting to hear from these women. Like, in the day and age where we have been asked to listen to the victims, this is like the most blatant disregard of victims of anything that I've seen in the past 20 years. You've got 22 supposed victims. The criminal system doesn't want to listen to them. They've disregarded the 22 counts. You've had two different grand juries that refused to press charges. But these two women have now come out, and this girl, Ashley Solis, who I believe she's one of the girls that we heard from in the very beginning of this, she said, it's just like a big screw you to us. She went on and she said, that's what it feels like, that we don't care. He can run, he can throw, and that's what we care about. She went on and talked about how this all disregards the different claims that are out there. And she said one of the exchanges between her and Deshaun Watson, she said, he just said, I know you have a career to protect, and I know you don't want anyone messing with it, just like I don't want anyone messing with mine. And she said, to me, that's when I got really scared. There are different reports. And by the way, this was all a sit down with HBO's Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. So I would imagine it's set to air tonight.
Yeah. No, you've already seen Deshaun Watson's lawyer come out. They know that this thing is not going to be good. This is not going to present him in a light. They're already laying some groundwork and already running some of these women through the mud a little bit. and who they are and their background and stuff like that. You can tell Deshaun Watson's camp is preparing for the worst here.
You're absolutely right. Leah Graham, who's one of his attorneys, released a couple of different statements. By the way, Kayla Hayes was the other woman that spoke out and is condemning the Cleveland Browns for putting together this contract when all of this is looming. And she said, I felt like he's just being rewarded for bad behavior right now. I'm interested to watch these and just to hear the interviews. But Leah Graham, as you mentioned, one of Deshaun's attorneys, this is what she said. She said, he did nothing wrong with these massages. And although, to your first question, how can he be innocent? I think the real question we need to ask is, what evidence is there out there of any guilt? I think in sports roulette today, we've got the NFL, and I think it's in sports roulette. The NFL is currently conducting. They've already done a lot of interviews with Deshaun Watson. Apparently, there's some other interviews that they want to conduct, but the NFL is looking to hand down a penalty sometime this summer.
Yeah. The Trevor Bauer thing is very real, by the way. He was the guy with that got suspended for a full year, right?
Yeah. Even though they found that was...
And with no criminal charges.
No criminal charges, and they found it to be everybody was in agreement of what was happening.
I'm really curious about this because the NFL, you're hearing a lot of conversations about the NFL looking at that Trevor Bauer situation. Like, they may really, and I hope they do, by the way.
How long did he get? A year?
A whole year. Yeah, a whole season. Like 300, you know.
He's still trying to appeal that, right? Is he still trying to appeal that, though?
I'm assuming he would.
Yeah, I would imagine. But, I can't imagine they're able to hold him out.
But I think the NFL's looking at that saying, you know what? We can suspend him as long as we want. Because there are some things that he's admitted to doing that aren't completely appropriate.
Deshaun.
Yeah. All right, there's your bad. Let's get to the ugly.
And of course, the ugly.
Well, more details are coming out in regards to Dwayne Haskins' death. Reports released on Monday saying the quarterback drank heavily and ingested ketamine in the hours leading to his passing, had a blood alcohol level of 0.24. For most places, that's three times the legal limit on the April 9th accident. According to the Broward County Medical Examiner's Office, a representative for the Steelers told investigators Haskins had been training with teammates in Miami all day before eventually going to a club with a friend or a cousin. In those documents, investigators say that Haskins drank heavily and then got into a fight. Then hours later, he was found dead on a Florida highway after being struck by a dump truck. Investigators say at the scene they found Haskins' vehicle and a female companion inside of it. Investigators said the woman told them Haskins had left the car on foot to try to find a gas station.
But 0.24 and ketamine, I do not know what ketamine is. But I know that the three different stories I've read have all reported this ketamine.
No idea. You're going to have to Google that.
What do you find? Ketamine is a medication primarily used for induction and maintenance of anesthesia. It induces anesthesia, a trance-like state providing pain relief, sedation, and amnesia.
Oh, that sounds a little harsh.
Yeah.
So he had that and a 0.24 blood.
But apparently it comes in several forms. There is one form that the FDA has approved that is a medication to treat depression. So there's might be that as well. So sounds like there's some that could be used for recreational purposes and others that could be used for legitimate prescription purposes.
What a terrible death. It really is just a terrible, horrible accident, a terrible death. You know, I wonder when they ran these toxicologies, I wonder how important it was for people to even know what was in his blood alcohol. Because it's not like he was driving. He was walking.
Yeah. Right? Ran out of gas.
He was on foot.
Yeah.
And a dump truck hit him.
Walking in the middle of the road. Intoxicated, who knows?
I guess there's a certain amount of, okay, well, what's his culpability? What was he doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I have not heard anything on the dump truck driver.
No, I have not either.
Not a word.
No.
I don't even know if they if he was a hit and run or if he stayed. I hadn't even read that part of it. But blood alcohol level of 0.24, and they did report ketamine in his system. But that can be for antidepressant medication.
According to Wikipedia, so take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
All right, 150 coming up next. Whole World News. It's all right here on the Zone Sports Network.
Top 60 and 60.
Every summer, you hear the selections on the top 60 and 60, and every summer you think to yourself, man, these guys are idiots.
Are we cheering for idiots?
Okay, smart guy, now's your time to shine. Go to KSLSports.com for the top 60 and 60 fan vote, where you can rank the 60 best college football players in Utah.
It doesn't make you better than me.
This year, the Zone will include your votes with the media selections to determine the best players in the state. Voting ends on June 1st, so go to KSLSports.com. It's the top 60 and 60, presented by Cypress Credit Union on 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
We've got the whole world in our hands.
You've got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. You've got you and me, brother.
Hanson, Scotty, 97.5, 1280, The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network. Hope you're all well.
Have you seen the footage of this Amish man in a horse-drawn buggy and the police chase?
I have not.
Oh, Google it. I want you to watch the video of this. Just Google Amish man, Ohio, DUI, police chase. This is unbelievable. 2:43 in the morning in Orwell, Ohio. You've got this Amish man who has been identified as a 24-year-old.
Jebediah?
No, let's see. Nathan Miller. Not Jebediah. Brother Miller. And now, according to some...
You're going to have to slow down there, Ezekiel.
He said Brother Miller was in the buggy and the horses were headed home. And he was unconscious, completely out. And the cop cars were chasing him and throwing on their lights and sirens, and they could not wake up.
All you're doing is just spooking those horses. I mean, come on.
The horses kept their cool and just kept their trot.
Yeah, no, I'm watching it. And those horses, they know the way to get home. They'll park him right there at his barn or wherever he's at.
And that's what Nathan Miller said.
Yeah.
He's like, "Why? What are you guys doing? Just let my horses go home."
Yeah.
This is not drunk driving. I'm not even steering them. Like I let their ropes go and they take me home.
You're always told if you get lost and you're on horseback, just let the reins loose.
Yeah,
and let the horse go. Horse will figure it out.
Right, and if you haven't watched Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, when Duncan's on the horse and he's blind and he just says, "All right, friend," taps it on the side and says, "Take me where I need to go." Like horses know.
Forgot about Duncan. They popped his eyes out, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did because they wanted him to confess that the king was the devil.
And he wouldn't do it.
No, he wouldn't do it. Not even when they took my eyes, master. So, look, I get it. The horses weren't drunk. Horses are making good decisions. Brother Miller, he's got himself a pretty high blood alcohol content. He's in the back of this buggy. And by the way, the cop car actually, like, sideswiped the buggy.
Yeah, that's not okay. You can't do that. There's horses involved. There's big animals.
Yeah, don't spook the horses. Be cool. The horses are traveling at about 4 to 6 miles per hour. Get out of your car, walk alongside the buggy, grab Nathan Miller, shake his leg a little bit, and say, "Brother Miller, I need you to wake up." By the way, I don't understand this. So they get him out. He was unconscious. They get him out of the buggy. Again, it's 2:45 in the morning. They get him out of the buggy, and they do a breathalyzer on him, and he blows a .063.
Well, I think that's drunk here in Utah, but...
.06, it must be in Ohio, too.
Wow.
Because he was arrested, and he was charged with operating a vehicle while under the influence. It's a horse buggy, it's going 5 miles an hour.
Is he really operating it if he's not like...
No, the horses were operating.
The horses were in charge there.
Now, if you want to take the blood alcohol content of the horses...
Yeah, you know.
And if they're blowing a .02...
Maybe he took a whiz in that hay and that, you know, got the horses a little loopy. I don't know.
Could have done that. Could have got alcohol in their system, you know, through the alfalfa. Who knows? Maybe they got into some rancid alfalfa. Maybe they're going to blow a .08. But... These animals are.
By the way, I'm looking at the video. There's no way this is a .06. Brother, whatever his name is,
Brother Miller.
He's having a hard time. I'm surprised it's just a .06.
He is, isn't he? He's struggling.
That
to
looks
stand
like
up.
Lloyd about 10 snow cones deep right there. I was too far. I'm sorry.
Was it though?
I'm sorry,
yes,
Lloyd.
It was.
Oh my gosh, he looks worse than a .06. I'll give you that.
He does not look like he's in a good spot there.
But he was arrested and charged with operating a vehicle while under the influence. Okay, so all joking aside, all the kidding aside.
Yeah.
Let's say that he's wasted. Let's say he's well above the limit. But he was out unconscious in the buggy, and the horses were doing 6 miles per hour taking him home. Do you charge him with this? It seems a little excessive.
Yeah, it seems a little.
How much trouble?
Drunk.
How much jeopardy? Well, you know, I guess they're.
I mean,
in the
those
road.
Those horses, you know, can still. They know where they're going, but they could be in the middle of the road, and you know, you hit a horse, and that thing's right in your lap. It can kill people. It happens all the time.
Seems excessive. I don't know why I'm like defending this, but horses are smart. It's a buggy. You're watching the video. Does that look dangerous to you?
It does not look particularly dangerous.
He's got the proper road lighting on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the dude just wants to go back and raise his barn. Like, let him do his thing.
Maybe people don't want this to become like a business plan. You know, you set buggies up with horses outside bars, and people can just go jump in the buggy and...
The horse is your Uber driver?
Yeah, the horses just take you home.
2417 Elm. Okay.
Everybody just starts riding their horse to the barn or to the bar, and then laying across the saddle and letting it take them home. Maybe they're just preventing something here. I don't know. Instead of Uber, we'll call it Wilbur.
Oh, well done. Well done. There you go.
Wilbur. No, Lloyd.
That was a good one, Lloyd. You can't give him that. Although Wilbur wasn't the name of the horse.
Oh, it was the name of the guy, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
What was the name?
Mr. Ed.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It was Mr. Ed.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. All right. Hans and Scotty, Brent is... We've done way worse with you with that. You've had far worse intros than that one.
No, that was not a bad intro.
That one was pretty tame.
You guys are pretty funny.
Compared to some of the other ones.
I appreciated it.
The Whole World News is good stuff.
Whole World News.
It's incredible some of the stories that we come across.
There's some interesting stuff.
Did you hear the one yesterday?
No.
Bear broke into this couple's house in Wisconsin.
A bear?
Yeah. Mama gets a big old butcher knife out of the butcher block, starts stabbing at it. The bear is trying to figure out what's stabbing it, and Papa goes and runs and grabs the gun, and they end up killing this bear. It came in at like 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night.
You're kidding.
Man, they took it down, man, right there in their home in Wisconsin.
Wow.
Not messing around.
What kind of bear? Like black bear? Was it small?
It was probably. I didn't get to see the bear. I'm hoping that there's more images that come out with this thing, but I'm telling you, they could have used a Built Bar.
Bears are smart.
Oh, yeah.
They know how to, like, open things.
Yeah, they do. They know how to get to what they're looking
for. They do. They're really cute. I really like bears, but I don't want one in my kitchen.
No, but I bet a bear would love a Built Bar.
I bet they would. They need like a blackberry bear bar.
Do like a honey bar?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, so, there's, yeah. I mean, frankly, it's about the only flavor I haven't heard of come in yet, and it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the brownie batter is back, and I know
it's back.
A lot of people, you just heard Locke, that's his favorite puff.
I Hans didn't know that it was overall. The flavoring was the same as the brownie chunks.
Yeah, how about that?
That makes sense because they're dang good.
Yeah, but it surprised me.
Yeah. The consistency of the brownie batter chunks, of course, it's like a cakey, more.
Yeah.
And this is more, you know, marshmallowy, but still, it's pretty good.
Well, you go there right now. And again, it's really simple. Go to built.com. Promo code ZONE is going to get you 10% off. And there's so many other great flavors to choose from, too. You're going to find something that's really going to fit your need.
Yes, there's so many things on the website. You can even build your own box. So if you have your top three flavors, you can build your own box. You can put, you know, a favorite from your husband. Sorry, top two flavors. They changed it. Choose two of your top flavors. Build your own box. You can also add in the grasshopper cookie, which is available right now, and it's on sale. Yum. Dusted in grasshopper cookie pieces, covered in 100% chocolate. You can also add the brownie batter and the puff mix box. We haven't talked about this in a while, but our top three best-selling puff flavors are the coconut marshmallow, the churro, and the banana cream pie. You can get them all in one box and try them all, especially if you haven't tried the puffs or if you're just a little hesitant, like, I don't know if I want a chocolate-covered marshmallow protein treat. Try the mixed box because there is some flavors in there for everyone, and something will connect with you that you're like, oh yeah, this is for me. This is going to be my morning treat. This is going to be my treat after the gym. This is going to be my kids' after school treat. Someone's going to love it because these are our best selling flavors there. So you have tons of options on the website. You can get the mixed box. You can get your own box. You can customize your own box. So might as well get some good summer treats. School's ending this week, so we're going to have to fill the pantry with some goodness while we're on our adventures.
It's really simple. Go to KS, or excuse me, well, you can find links at kslsports.com, but you can also just go to built.com. Promo code ZONE is going to get you 10% off. That's promo code ZONE, 10% off right now, whether it's the puffs, whether it's the bars, so many great things to choose from. Get there now. It is built.com right here on the Zone Sports Network.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.